弟兄姐妹、朋友们平安。
Peace to all of you, brothers and sisters.
相信在座的许多人对俄亥俄州的辛辛那提这个城市不陌生吧
？So I'm pretty sure most of you are familiar with the city in Ohio called Cincinnati.
有多少人去过辛辛那提
？I'm wondering whether you have visited Cincinnati in the past. Quite a few.
有一些人啊。
Okay, some of us.
根据2010年人口普查统计，该城市的居民人口为296,954人。
So according to the census on 2010, it said the people over there, the whole population, 296,955 people live in the city.
根据2011年美国人口普查局的预计，辛辛那提城的周边的人口，叫城圈的人口，已经达到了2,138,000多人。
So in 2011, the census shows that in the vicinity of Cincinnati City, the people has come up, increased to 2 million people.
芝加哥在这儿 ，South Bend 在这儿 ，Indianapolis 这就是 Cincinnati。
So you can see the location of Cincinnati, kind of south of South Bend.
那在19世纪的初，辛辛那提已经是美国中部的第一个能与沿海大城市的，无论是面积还是财力上一较高下的城市。
So in back in 19th century, 19th century, Cincinnati was considered to be one of the big, really city that can compete with most of the modern city in the eastern side of the United States.
是当时全美七个最多人口的城市之一。
So it's one of the most populated city in the states.
也是美国内陆的第一个大城市。
So also one of the big city in the inland in the United States.
那请问去过辛辛那提的人，在城区里边有没有坐过地铁
？So wondering if you ever visited in Cincinnati, have you observed there's a subway in Cincinnati?
有没有坐过
？Have you?
听都没听说过。
So we had never heard there's a subway in Cincinnati.
那就在二十世纪初，为了解决辛辛那提的交通拥塞问题，市政府筹款了$6,000,000。在那个时候，1900几年代。
So in the beginning of 20th century, the city trying to resolve the problem in the traffic congestion in Cincinnati, they gather a money of $6 million trying to build the subway.
开始了，那个时候就开始了兴建辛辛那提城市地铁。
So they started build this infrastructure in subway for Cincinnati.
但是工程刚刚开始呢，也就是在1917年4月17号那一天，因为第一次世界大战。而被延误了施工。
So, but the subway construction has put on a hold because the first World War in 1917, April 17th.
一次大战之后，通货膨胀使得工程的造价从最开始的$600,000增长超过两倍。
So after the World War One, as you know, the economic inflation has caused the expense to the construction to about double the original estimate.
虽然当局付出了努力，但是由于当时的经济萧条，接下来的第二次世界大战等等原因，工程是时而进展，时而停顿。
So even though they're trying to do everything to increase the fund, but because of economic depression and the World War II, the whole construction has postponed further and become a hold stop.
加上二战之后汽车工业的崛起
，and after the World War II, as you know, the automotive start to populate in the United States,
使得兴建捷运的必要性被质疑。
So now the necessity of the subway is not as needed as in the past.
无奈之下，未完成的工程完全停止。
So because of all of those, the whole subway construction is being stopped.
这是地铁站
So you can see still some construction of the subway, unfinished works.
一片汪洋.
So a lot of water.
地铁的入口,
that is the entrance of the subway.
火车的进出站成了一个博物馆.
So the entrance to the subway become a museum.
所以直到今天，在辛辛那提城区地底下。 埋着一条被视为美国最大的、也是最尴尬的被遗弃的地铁隧道工程。
So under the city of Cincinnati, the ground was buried the worst, the longest subway, but it has been abandoned.
那用一句现代的词语可以称它为什么呀？什么？ 烂尾工程.
So in translated from Chinese, it's like an unfinished construction or engineering work.
那今天我们所读的经文，也就是哈该书1章1到11节，所记载的是在主前520年遗留在耶路撒冷城的烂尾工程.
So what we just read from Haggai chapter 1:1-11 is an unfinished work. Or engineering work in Jerusalem.
那现在我们就借着先知哈该，他的口来认识和思想，这个关于重建古代耶路撒冷城的烂尾工程的主题，建造上帝的。
So through what Haggai has been proclaimed to the Israelite, that's trying to meditate this subject and how they rebuild this old Jerusalem city from an unfinished work to a completion.
在39卷旧约圣经排的最后的12卷书是小先知书。
So as we know that in 39 Old Testament, one of the 12 books, the 12 books is considered to be minor book of minor prophets.
小先知书最后的三卷书，也就是哈该书、撒迦利亚书和什么马拉基书，被称为回归先知书。
So in the last three books of this minor book of minor prophet, the Haggai and Zechariah and Malachi is considered to be exile prophet, the book of exile prophets.
那现在我们对以色列民被掳回归的背景做一个简单的一个了解.
So that's review a background of the exile, the Israel people being captivated, a little history review.
在主前586年，耶路撒冷城沦陷，圣殿城墙被毁，以色列民被掳至巴比伦。
So in 586 BC, Jerusalem was ruined, and the temples and the walls being destroyed. Israel people being captivated and moved to Babylon.
实际上，这是前后第三次被掳，也是最后一次。
So this is the third time they've been captivated. Actually, that's two times before.
那在主前539年，巴比伦帝国灭亡，波斯帝国成为世界强国。And
in B.C. 539 B.C. Babylon is ended, and then Persian become the world leader, world power.
在主前538年，波斯王古列下诏容许犹太人回归。In
538 B.C., the king of Persia, Cyrus. Order that they allow the Israelite people to return to Jerusalem.
所以到主前536年，所罗巴伯和约书亚带领第一批犹太人回归耶路撒冷，筑坛献祭，运输材料，预备建殿。So
in 536 BC, Zerubbabel and Joshua led the Israelite people back to Jerusalem to rebuild Jerusalem.
那在主前535年。 奠基立定，就是重建圣殿的地基打好了。其后建殿工程因受周遭外族人的阻挠，诬陷而被迫停工。In
538 BC, they have already have the foundation for the temple, but the whole construction being put on a hold because of oppression from the Gentile live around the city.
那到了主前522年，波斯王大力乌登基，他查询了。 古列王当时的一些遗诏，后来就允许犹太人继续建殿。
And at the 522 BC, the new king, Darius of Persia, he became a king and examined the whole matter and then reviewed the order from the king Cyrus. And now, again, order and permit the Jewish people to go back and rebuild the temple of Jerusalem.
520年, 也就是今天我们所读的经文的开始的那一年, 先知哈该, 后续有撒迦利亚, 在他们的鼓励下, 犹太人重始建殿。
And what we read this passage today is occurred in 520 BC, the prophet Haggai and Zechariah, they encouraged the people to return to Jerusalem to build the temple again.
先知哈该所面对的情景呢, 是被掳回归的以色列人将重建圣殿的工程，只是打好了地基之后，就被迫停下来了。
So what Prophet Haggai he's encountering is they already have foundation, but everything got stopped, so they become a unfinished work for him to
build. 这样的烂尾工程搁置了多少年？
So that's about, if you do the calculations, about 535 minus 520. So the withhold of the entire construction lasts about 15 years.
请问在这15年中间，被掳的以色列人在干什么？
So kind of question to all of you, what does Israel were doing back then within that 15 years?
他们在恢复各自的小家园。
So they are mending their own houses.
修盖房屋，打理庄稼，打理果园，打理他们的牲畜。
So many of the things they need, their house and then take care of their own crops and their livestock and their garden.
好像说起来，从这个口里出来有一点埋怨的意思，是吧？
So you kind of think I'm kind of a little bit of complaining about that.
其实思想起来也无可厚非。But
you can think really there's nothing to complain about what they actually were doing.
既然无法重建圣殿，那就全力以赴的先打理好自己的小家园嘛。Because
there's nothing they can do to rebuild the temple of Jerusalem, so why don't we just spend some time to fend and mend our own houses?
就像我们生活在现今时代的人们。Just
like us.
相信上帝的事情。We
believe in God's command and what he wants us to do.
相信上帝之后教会的事情。
So after you believe in God, why don't we put aside other things?
我们要先奔我们自己的事业。
We need to work hard on our own career.
要先建立我们的小家，先把孩子养大。
And care for our home and care for our own children.
即便我退了休，我个人的事情还有许许多多事情要做。After
retirement, still have a lot of things I have to take care of.
等我完全清闲下来之后，再去认真的相信上帝，再去努力的服侍教会的。
So after I really finish everything and take care of everything, I can really start to truly believe in God and start to fulfill what I want to do for the church.
我们回头请问，那对于当年被掳回归的以色列人而言。 重建圣殿的意义何在?
So let's kind of think about history back when Israel returned to Jerusalem. What does it really mean to rebuild the temple in Jerusalem?
那现在我们就从三个方面来思想上帝借着先知哈该，他的口是怎样对这些被掳回归的以色列人的官长和百姓们发出的三个方面，一个是呼唤，一个呢是提醒，还有一个是教训。
So that's through reviewing this passage we just read. That's review what Haggai has been calling to the official and civilian. He's calling to them, he's reminding, and the teaching he want to give to them.
首先是哈该书一章一到四节向官长和百姓所发出的呼唤。
The first one is the calling to the official and the people.
我们先看第一节。 大利乌王第二年六月初一日，耶和华的话借先知哈该向犹大省长撒拉铁的儿子所罗巴伯和约撒达的儿子大祭司约书亚说。So
in Haggai chapter 1:11, in the second year of King Darius, on the first day of the sixth month, the word of the Lord came through the prophet Haggai to Zerubbabel, son of Shealtiel, and governors of Judah, and to the Joshua, sons of Jozadak, the high priest.
这个所罗巴伯呢，是在主前597年，犹大国民第二次被掳的事件中，被掳到巴比伦的犹大国王约押金的孙子。
So, Zerubbabel is a grandson of Jehoiakim, who is the king back in the kingdom, king of Judah. They were captivated in the second exile.
他是大卫王族的继承人。
So he is Jehoiakim is the successors of King David.
那这个约书亚呢，是一个年轻的约书亚。
And Joshua is.
他也是大祭司亚伦家族的后代。
He's a descendant of Aaron.
他的爷爷呢，叫希莱亚，是南国犹大的最后一位大祭司。
So his grandpa is the last high priest in the Judah kingdom.
就在刚才我们回忆的，在主前586年，圣殿被毁之后，遭到巴比伦王的杀害。
As you, we just read it, his dad was killed in the second exile, when people was being captivated to Babylon.
所以他的爸爸就随着第三批被掳的犹大国民到了巴比伦。
So, Joshua's dad then followed his dad was captivated and being moved to Babylon.
我们可以想象，当时这两位血统纯正的以色列政治和宗教领袖，他们信誓旦旦地带领着大约有50,000的以色列民回归。
So you can consider these two persons kind of carry the royal blood. They have solemnly bring these 5 million people back to Jerusalem.
相信那时候他们应该是热血沸腾，心潮澎湃。
You can tell that their spirit is really pumped up. They are just audacious, trying to do everything they can to bring the people back to Jerusalem and rebuild the temple.
我们看以斯拉记1:5的经文，于是犹大和便雅悯的族长、祭司、利未人，就是一切被上帝激动他心的人，都起来要上耶路撒冷去建造耶和华的殿。
So over here says the family heads of Joshua and Benjamin and the priests and the Levite, everyone whose God has moved and prepared to go up and build the house of the Lord in Jerusalem.
据资料记载，这大约50,000的民众当初可称为自愿回归重建圣殿的勇士。
So according to those records, 50,000 people are really, they all volunteer themselves to go back to Jerusalem to rebuild the temple.
因为他们当时要放弃的是，虽然是异国他乡，但是已经是奠基立业、生活安逸的一个状态。
Kind of to be mindful is they have to give up what they already established in a foreign land, even though the place they live in is not their land.
就好像我们移民来到美国几十年之后，要我们离开要所做的选择。
So in the same analogy, like you live in here for so many years, now all of a sudden we are going to be asked to live this land and go somewhere else. What would you think?
因为当时以色列民回归所面对的是怎样一个情景？
So,When Israel people they want to return to Jerusalem, what other thing they going to encounter?
不像我们今天有飞机、有火车、有汽车，交通发达。
They don't have that type of transportation vehicle like what we have right now. We got airplane, we got trains, we got automobiles.
他们需要步行返回耶路撒冷。
They have to walk on their feet back to Jerusalem.
从当时的巴比伦步行返回耶路撒冷需要历时4个多月的时间。
So according to them, that record back then will take about 4 months to travel by foot from Babylon back to Jerusalem.
路途环境恶劣，花费庞大。
And you cost a lot, and the environment is very bad.
加上往西的耶路撒冷圣殿已经是废墟一片。
And plus, the temple in Jerusalem is already in ruin.
而且当地杂居的外民，他们呢非常有敌意的情绪。
And people live around Jerusalem is very, very hostile.
所以很多当时手持着波斯帝国护照的犹太人，宁愿留在异国他乡，不愿意返回祖国。
So a lot of people living in the world, Persia, they kind of carry a Persian passport. They really don't want to go back to their homeland.
然而，这些凭着一腔热血回到南国犹大的以色列民，为耶和华上帝建立了祭坛。
Nevertheless, these people that they have a heart, they went back to Jerusalem. They set up the altar for the Lord.
他们在那里恢复了敬拜的生活。And
started bring back their the life of worship to the Lord.
并且积极筹备开始重建圣殿。And
actively participating, rebuild the temple.
但是他们刚刚打好地基之后，又遇到了困难。And
they encountered a difficulty after they just have the foundations all set up.
我们来看一段经文，《以斯拉记》4章4节5节，还有后边的。那地的民就在犹大人建造的时候，使他们的手发软扰乱他们。从波斯王古列年间，直到波斯王大力乌登基的时候，会买谋士要败坏他们的谋算。24节，于是在耶路撒冷上帝殿的工程就停止了，只停到波斯王大力乌第二年。
So over in Israel chapter 4, 4 and 5 says, the people that around them set up to discourage the people of Judah and make them afraid to go on building. And then in verse 24 then it says, according to the Bible, thus the work on the house of the Lord in Jerusalem came to a standstill until the second year of the reign of the Darius the king of Persia.
重建圣殿的工程搁浅了15年。
So the rebuilding of a temple has been on standstill for 15 years.
曾经满腔热血而回归的百姓，此时的心态如何？
So what are these people's status right now? They have full of this vision and trying to rebuild the temple.
看看我们今天的经文。
So let's read what we just read today, Haggai.
哈该书1章2到4节，万军之耶和华如此说：这百姓说建造耶和华的殿的时候尚未来到。In
verses 2 it says, this is what the Lord Almighty says. These people say the time has not yet come to rebuild the Lord's house.
3到4节，那是耶和华的话临到先知哈该说：这殿仍然荒凉，你们自己还住天花板的房屋吗？
Verse says, then the word of the Lord came through the prophet Haggai. Is it a time for you yourself to be living in your paneled houses while this house remained a ruin?
读这几节经文呢，能够联想到今天我们教会的事故。
So after reading those, we can kind of have some understanding about the service in the church nowadays.
遇到难处之后呢？ 会出来一种非常的时髦，非常属灵的声音。So
when you come to a difficulty, you always have this type of response.
我们祷告吧。Let's
pray.
一定是神的时间还没到。Must
be time. God's time has not yet coming.
接下来怎么样？
Then what are you going to do next?
接下来其实根本不去为这个事情祷告。And
after that, and then turns out that you will not pray for that work.
因为连每周一次的祷告会都不去参加。
Because you don't even go to the prayer meeting once a week.
嘴巴上却说一定是神的时间没到。
God's time has not been yet.
许许多多教会的事工就是这样搁浅。
So a lot of work in the church has been postponed just because of this.
3年、5年、10年，甚至更长。
Maybe postponed it for 3 years. 5 years, sometimes even decades.
经文的第一节，大力乌王第2年6月初1提到了这个日子。So
it mentioned about time over here, the second year of King, on the first day of the sixth month.
指的应该是犹太的历法。So
according, this most likely is a Jewish calendar.
犹太历法6月相当于我们今天公历的8。
So 6 months in Jewish calendar is almost equating to August and September in the Western calendar.
这是以色列地区的葡萄、无花果、石榴等等收成的季节。
So this is time of everything will become ripe for grapes, for figs, for the pomegranates.
那按照犹太人的传统，每个月的头一日，也就是初一，他们被称为月数或者是新月，这个时间。
So according to the Jewish custom, the first day of a month,
他们要举行特别的聚集在一起的一种祭奠。
So they will do a special ceremony for that.
所以就在省长所罗巴伯和大祭司约书亚带领回归的百姓们，他们只能聚集在被掳回归之后所建的那个露天的祭坛那里聚餐的时候。
But the governor Zerubbabel and the Joshua, they can only gather their people under this outdoor altar to do this celebration.
先知哈该就做了一番刚刚我们所读的那么简单的一句指责。So
just one word of rebuking.
就像一把重锤一样击痛了那些回归之民的心。
It's really hurt those people return in their hearts.
哈该的意思大概可能是这样，我理解你们的难处。So
what actually Haggai is trying to say is, I understand your difficulties.
昔日金碧辉煌的耶路撒冷圣城，那曾经庄稼茂盛、牛羊满山坡的美好的家园。
Now the the Jerusalem used to be magnificent and has a lot of crops and livestock all around. Now,
今日变得满目疮痍，百废待兴。Now
everything in ruin. Everything all need to work and being re-established again.
可是你们回归15年了，But
you have
形象如何？But
you have come back to the hometown for 15 years. What have happened?
就在耶和华上帝的圣殿依然荒废着的时候，你们还梦想着住进那香柏木所镶嵌的豪华的房子里吗？So
when the God's temple is in ruin, you're still dreaming to live in a mansion built with the precious cedar tree?
看看你们这十几年生活的光景。So
just examine all your life for the past 15 years.
自从他们丢下那个烂尾工程15年之后，他们过得怎样的光景？So
after they abandoned this unfinished business, what are the life they've been living in?
失去与上帝同在的光景。So
this is a life without God's presence for that 15 years.
5-11节。So
from 5-6, 9-11 in Haggai chapter 1.
第一章5-6节，9-11节。I'm
sorry, chapter 1.
我们先看5-6节。现在万军之耶和华如此说：你们要省察自己的行为，你们撒的种多，收的却少；你们吃却不得饱，喝却不得足，穿衣服却不得暖，领工钱的领了工钱却装着有破洞的袋中。So
in Haggai 1 verses 5 says, now this is what the Lord Almighty says: give careful thoughts to your way, and you have planted much, but harvested a little. You eat but never have enough. You drink but never have your fill. You put on clothes but are not warm. You earn wages only to put them in a purse with holes in it.
第六节经文，如果从今天的经济学的角度来理解，
So from the verse 6, if we try understanding from the financial principle today,
所描写的是由经济衰败、通货膨胀 所导致的举国上下贫困潦倒的一个景象。So
this could be because of the financial depression, inflation that caused this type of situation.
所以接下来，哈该就进一步的提醒以色列那些被掳的官长和百姓们，强调要省察这其中的原因。So
Haggai then called to the attention to the official in Israel. Want them to really examine the cause of all of this.
9-11节，你们盼望多得，看那所得的缺少，你们收到家中，我就吹去。这是为什么呢？因为我的店荒凉，你们个人却只为自己的房屋奔走。这是万军之耶和华说的。所以你们因你们的缘故，天不降甘露，地不出土产。我命令干旱，临到土地，山冈、五谷、新酒、新油和地上的出产，也临到人和牲畜。
So in Haggai chapter 1, 9-11, it says, You expected much, but see, it turned out to be little. What you brought home, I blew away. Why, declares the Lord Almighty, because of my house, which remains a ruin, which each of you is busy with your own house. Therefore, because of you, the heavens have withheld their dew and the earth its crops. I call for a drought on this field and the mountains, on the grain and the new wine, and olive oil and everything else the ground produced on people and livestock and all the labors of your hands.
大家请注意，有两个词。
So there are two words I want you to pay attention.
一个是九节，我的殿荒凉，这个荒凉。
In verses 9, my house remained a ruin.
第十一节，我命令干旱，这个干旱。
And then verses 11, I call for a drought.
我的殿荒凉是什么意思？
So what does it mean that my temple remained a ruin?
荒凉这个字就是废弃，荒凉干燥。
The ruin means being abandoned, being nothing over there.
那我命令干旱，这个干旱这个字的含义呢？
So if I order a drought, what that drought means?
是干旱、炎热、荒芜。
So a drought means a drought. There's no rains and really hot and nothing grow.
大家仔细看这两个词。 它不单有相近的含义,
so these two words has a similar similar meanings.
而且是发音相关的, 叫双关语,
so their pronunciation is kind of very close and related to each other.
Caribou, Corey. 这个双关语, 具有深刻的嘲讽的意思。
So this is kind of sarcastic when Lord says that by using the two words together.
既然你们对圣殿的重建熟视无睹，遇到一点困难就放弃它，使它成为废弃、荒凉、干旱的烂尾工程。
Since you are not paying attention to the God of Temple, when you face a trouble, you just give up and leave everything in ruin.
那我上帝就可以使你们的经济生活遭遇穷困潦倒，一年到头，你辛勤劳碌到头来，依然面对的是干旱、炎热、荒芜。
So then, Almighty God, that I can make your life to go through all the hardship, and all your earning will become nothing, and you will want it for everything.
所以，弟兄姐妹朋友们。 这段经文背后的含义，无论对古代被掳回归的以色列民，还是今天的信徒而言，都是具有深刻意义的、巨大的挑战。So
this really passage from the Old Testament has really a very good and very deep meaning for all of us and big challenge to believers today.
首先，我们来思想第一批被掳。 回归的大约五万以色列民，他们群情激愤，回归的主要目的是什么？
So that's kind of examining when you have 50,000 people coming back to the homeland. They are so pumped up. They are so audacious. What they actually trying to do?
我们看一下当初的情况。So
that's examining the situation back then.
当初你看第一批被掳的大约五万以色列民群情激愤回去说，以斯拉记里边。 记载说，波斯王古列元年，耶和华为要应验耶利米口所说的，就激动波斯王古列的心，使他下诏通告全国说：波斯王古列如此说，耶和华天上的上帝已将天下万国赐给我，又嘱咐我在犹大的耶路撒冷为他建造殿宇，在你们中间凡做他子民的，可以上犹大的耶路撒冷，在耶路撒冷重建耶和华以色列上帝的殿。愿上帝与这人同在。 这谁说的话？
So over here in Israel.
古列王说了这一大堆，神激励他。
So the Cyrus king was saying all of those. Really, God inspired him to say this.
难道上帝真的会感动一个泛神论的国王？
So can God really inspire a person which is a pantheist?
来发出重建耶和华上帝。 圣殿的命令吗？
And calling him to help to rebuild the temple of God.
所以当时以色列人会不会怀疑啊？
So,
这是不是上帝的意思，让一个外邦的国王发这样的命令？
So would Israel really consider or wonder and doubt that whether God will call upon a Gentile to help them to rebuild the temple of God?
如果是上帝的意思，为什么我们遇到这么多的拦阻？
So if it is God's willing to rebuild the temple, why are we going through all this trouble to rebuild the temple?
那请问上帝会不会感动一个不信的国度的一个国王，外邦的国王？
So let me ask you a question. Will God ever touch the heart of a person?
感动他来执行上帝的旨意，会不会？
Encouraging him to fulfill God's will.
会的。
Yes.
在圣经里边，亚伯拉罕、以撒，还有犹大王。约西亚等等等等，他们都经历过这样的事。
So according to the Bible, you see that Abraham, Esau, and the king of Judah, Josiah, they all have going through this type of things.
上帝激动那个不信的国王执行他的旨意。
The God will call upon the attention of a king, even though he's unbeliever, to fulfill his will.
这是第一。第二呢，说当年圣殿被毁，随着约押金王以西贝鲁的大先知以西结曾经被上帝的灵带回到以色列。
As you recall from the Old Testament, the Ezekiel,
他在异象中看到了新的圣殿的景象，而且详细的记录了下来。
He was able, the prophet Ezekiel was able to see the new kingdom from his vision.
或许这些被掳回归的以色列民，他们心存疑虑，说：“哇，先知以西结笔下的圣殿，岂是我们的手能够建造的？”
So a lot of people thinking of consider this vision. Can we build a temple just like what prophet Ezekiel being envisioned?
让我们等待上帝的时间吧。
Let's wait for the time of God. Finally, will arrive.
令我们要思索的第三个方面，就是被掳回归的以色列民，他们当时虽然没有外地强权侵略的那些危险。
Even though the exile, they have not been really a danger being conquered by enemies.
但是资源极度的穷乏。
But they don't have a lot of resources to build a temple.
他们可能再想想当年所罗门王那雄伟壮观的圣殿的景象。
So when they think about the magnificent experience of the temple that was built by King Solomon,
在望尘莫及的心态下，或许会消极地认为，我们只能一边全力以赴地打理自己的小家，一边就等待上帝的时间。
So when I think about this, really is a dream they cannot fulfill. So they just passively, why now we can just probably mend our own houses.And wait until God's time.
那第四个方面令我们思想的哈该书经文所描写的，吹嘘家中所受的，使天不降甘露，命令干旱临到，这是谁在做的
？So over here it says, "We'll burn all your earnings and then call the drought to everything you have."
这些竟然都出自上帝。
God is ordering those to happen.
用我们今天的话说，就是社会的经济命脉、天象的气候变换，难道都在上帝的手中
？So in other words, whatever that control the financial arteries in this society, and then everything that changes nature, are all of those all in God's control?
这点对我们现今时代的人，甚至对于现今时代的信徒。可能都会有所怀疑。
So a lot of time we may really have doubt about those, whether God really have a control of everything.
但是对于那些被掳回归的以色列民而言，他们是非常熟悉的。
But for those captivated Israelites, they are very familiar about this.
他们今后一定会惭愧的。
They will feel ashamed when they listen to this.
因为早在他们被掳之前，当时亚述帝国的时期，就有先知在提醒他们，警告他们。
So when they was before they being captivated, back then the prophet Amos has warned them already.
阿莫斯书四章七九节，在收割的前三月，我使雨停止，不降在你们那里。我以旱风霉烂攻击你们，你们园中许多菜蔬、葡萄树、无花果树、橄榄树被茧虫所吃，你们仍不归向我。这是耶和华说。
So in Amos chapter 4:7-9 it says, I also withheld rain from you when the harvest was still 3 months away. I sent rain on one town, but withheld it from another. One the field had rains, another had none and dried up. Verses 9. Many times I struck your garden and your vineyard, destroying them with the blight and the mildew. Locusts devour your figs and olive trees, yet you have not returned to me, declared the Lord.
第五点还有我们要思想的，也是最重要的一点，上帝为什么要感动以色列被掳回归的那些渔民们？
So the last point is the most important one I've mentioned. Is why would God inspire those people go back to build the kingdom, the remnants to go back to build the temple?
上帝的心意何在？
What is God's purpose and His mind?
从旧约历史中，我们知道上帝看重的是人对他的爱慕。
So from the Old Testament, we know that God is really pay attention to people longing for Him.
上帝看重的是人渴慕与他同在的那个心。
God really pay attention and highly on people that longing to be with Him.
而并非那个殿宇本身。
He really is not pay attention to the temple itself.
大家还记得早年大卫要为上帝建圣殿，大卫。
When I remember when God asked King David to build a temple, what God says to him?
撒母耳记下七章五到六节，你岂可建造殿宇给我居住呢？自从我领以色列人出埃及，直到今日，我未曾住过殿宇。
So over here in Second Samuel, God says, "This is what the Lord says: Are you the one to build me a house to dwell? I have not dwelt in a house from the day I brought the Israelites out of Egypt." On this day, I have not been moving from place to place with a tent as my dwelling.
但是上帝爱大卫，常常与他同在。
But God loved the King David so much, he was with him all time.
所以重建圣殿的目的是什么？
So what is the purpose for God for them to rebuild the temple?
是要表明上帝与他的选民的亲密关系。
Is really want to manifest the close relationship with his chosen people.
使那些依靠他的那些百姓能够在殿中专心地敬拜他。
It's so that the people really depending on him have a place they can come and worship the Lord.
敬拜这位独一的真神。
Worship the one and the only one God.
我们今天的信徒，大家从最早开始的时候，小组聚在一起查经。学习上帝的话语，从小组到成立教会。
So when we are Christian gather together, we have a small group gathering, and then we have a church.
目的是什么
？So what is the purpose of all of those activities?
就拿我们今天北美地区的华人教会来说。
So use an example in the Northern American churches.
像我们南湾华人教会。大概一百左右的会众，这样的规模，已经有了这么一座堂，一座教堂。
So for like a church about 100 people, we have such a big built church building.
这在北美是非常少的。
So there are not many churches like us that have a building for 100 people.
那上帝赐下这样的恩典，使我们拥有这么一个 building。拥有这么一个教堂，他的心意何在？他所喜悦的是什么
？So God has blessed us abundantly with such a church, and what is His purpose in mind for all of us?
我们从哈该书一章七到八节来看，上帝所喜悦的是什么
？So from Haggai 1:7-8, that's think about what does the Lord take pleasure in.
七到八节，万军之耶和华如此说：你们要省察自己的行为，你们要上山取木料建造这殿， 我就因此喜乐，且得荣耀。这是耶和华说的。
So over here in verses 7 says, give careful thought to your ways, go up to the mountains and bring down timber and build my house so that I may take pleasure in it and be honored.
请问先知在此向被掳回归的以色列的官长和百姓所发出的建殿的命令难不难做到？
So I want to, can I ask you a question? The prophet, is a command of prophet to the Israelite official and civilian. Is it hard to build, rebuild this kingdom?
没有让他们像当年的所罗门王那样，所罗门王当时建造圣殿动用了多少工人？
If you think about what happened before in Solomon, Solomon used
15万之多,
150,000 people to build the temple.
那哈该现在鼓励他们说, 你们要规划自己的时间, 要就地起材, 量力而行地去建造。
And Haggai asked them to do is, hey, plan your own time and find the timber in the local area and we can continue to build the temple.
所以重建圣殿的目的是什么?
So what is the purpose of rebuilding the temple?
圣殿是上帝与他的百姓与他的信徒同在的象征。
So temple is a symbol for God's presence with his people.
古代圣殿的建造与今日教堂建立的目的是一样的。
So the building of temple in the old time is they are the same as we building the church nowadays. Have the same purpose.
建造上帝的家是上帝的名得荣耀，满足上帝的喜悦。
So when we build this church, we want to glorify God's name and to please him.
然后呢，我们当付出怎样的力所能及的行动来建造这个上帝的家？
And then after that, we should pay our efforts and our ability and our activity to build God's temple.
讨上帝的喜悦，而蒙上帝所赐的福分。Please
God, and then we can receive His blessing.
盼望今天的这段经文能够使我们明白，在一个信徒生命中的优先次序。I'm
wholeheartedly hope this passage we have today can help us understand the priority in a Christian's life.
我们一起祷告。Let's
bow and pray together.
恩主慈爱的巴父，我们感谢你赐给我们宝贵的话语。God
of grace, we want to give you thanks. You give up words that will importance to all of our lives.
令我们生活在今天的信徒要明白主您所喜悅的。So
we can understand what you think think that you take pleasure in our life.
求主您让我们明白我们的生命。So
we we hope that you can also help us understanding the value of our life, our individual life.
求主您让我们明白我们生命中的优先次序。We
also understand the priorities in our lives.
愿主您的话语帮助我们。
May your words help each one of us.
这样的感谢感恩祈求祷告，奉靠主耶稣基督的名求。
The thanks and praise to the Lord is in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.